talent. Two, and one.
Attention hobbyists, sports fans, and collectors nationwide and abroad. It's time to get hype. Part of live from the Mojo Break Studios. It's Dan and Doug.
Come on!
So get hyped. Be hyped. This is the hype.
What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com's The Hype. This is episode 113 coming at ya. This is going to be a very conversation-heavy show. We got lots of topics. Flawless 18-19 came out last week. We're going to talk about that, break that down. We're going to talk Transcendent MLB. All the details are released for the 2019 Transcendent Baseball, which is a $30,000 box. It's mind-blowing that something can cost that much in this hobby. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some Rookie of the Year. So another fun-filled episode. Make sure you follow us at MojoBreak_com on Twitter and Instagram, where we're posting all of our hits, all of our upcoming breaks. And if you want to get into a break, just check out the site, mojobreak.com. Everything's scheduled. Everything's guaranteed to break. We do almost 100 breaks a week, if not more. Cases, big mixers, single box breaks. We got personal boxes. So there's something for everybody on the site, guys. So check that out. I wanted to start off the show with a little public service announcement. The holidays are right around the corner, guys. You know, you got Christmas presents to buy. If you guys have kids like myself, you're searching Amazon, you're trying to find the newest Toy Story toy or whatever, video game if your kids are older. And so I wanted to let you guys know that, you know, there's a lot of more important things than buying cards. Like, if you don't have the money to buy Johnny, you know, that Toy Story toy, then you probably shouldn't get into a flawless break. If it's between your rent and your car payment or getting into a C-Rad 65 box mixer, you should probably pay your car payment first. Just letting you guys know, because around this time, there's a lot of holiday hatred, what we like to call it. And it seems like it's been starting a little earlier. Guys just basically get into breaks or buy boxes, and that's the last little bit of money they have. Or at least that's how it seems, because it comes off that way in the email. And they're expecting to spend X amount of dollars and then double that X amount of dollars, or at least get that money in return so that they can flip it around and buy Johnny his toy.
I was going to say, so maybe people are getting the break so they can flip it and be able to buy all the Christmas presents.
Right.
So right. Probably not. That's the equivalent of probably going out and, you know, playing Mega Millions or something and being like, right, I'm doing this just so I can have some money for the holidays.
Right. Or, you know what? I'm going to buy a whole roll of $30 scratchers. I only have $500 left. My rent's $500. But I'm going to get $1,000 out of this roll of lottery tickets.
A little handling noise in my headphones.
And, you know, going on. And I know little Billy probably doesn't want an Artis Gilmore card out of Flawless. I mean, I don't think you could pass that off as a gift. I mean maybe stocking stuffer or something like that. But, you know, just, you know, take an account that, you know, that money you spend in breaks or that money you spend in boxes should be just extra money, and don't expect anything in the return. Somebody in the chat, Max in the chat, saying somebody sounds like somebody owes Doug some money. Nobody owes us any money. This isn't coming from that. There's just a little more. A little more crankiness around this time.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of crankiness around this time, and, you know, the only thing I could think of is, you know, the holidays are around the corner.
Yeah, we've had multiple. I mean, not our first holiday in this industry. Not our first one. And we've had these conversations with other group breakers and other online retailers, and it does become super bitter around this time, and I get it. There is some fatigue in the industry. A lot of the higher-end products are coming out around this time, around the fourth quarter. Everybody wants those products. We want those products. We struggle to get enough of the product, so everybody wants it, but it gets to a point where not everybody has unlimited resources,
right,
when it comes to, you know, disposable income. So some people get way in over their heads, and we've seen it multiple times. You got to remember what you're doing this for. You got to remember that it has to be, at the end of the day, it's a hobby and it's fun. If you're not having fun doing it, then do something else.
Right. And you know, we don't force anybody to buy. It's a website. People go on and buy what at their own leisure. We don't have any subscription services where we're funneling money out of people's accounts and basically forcing them to get into a prison box break and get the Browns four times in a row. We're not making people do that. That is your choice to do so. And just know that, hey, you may not get something. If you get into a box that has a lot of base, you're going to be at least getting base. But if you're getting into Flawless and there's 20 cards, you could do the math that there's 30 teams in Flawless and there's 20 cards in the case. There's people that aren't going to get anything. So, but you're buying a team as opposed to buying a $4,000 case. And that's the whole point of this. And the point of it's supposed to be fun.
And a lot of these products that are coming out right now, they are made to be digested in group break form. They're not really made to go out and spend $4,500 on a case of Flawless.
Right.
I discourage anybody to do that. That you're going to lose 9 out of 10 times easily. We've seen it happen. We've seen it happen a lot. So, again, if you're not having fun, you're not digging it, take some time off.
Right, exactly. This is all supposed to be fun. We've got a really great community of people in our chat day in and day out that, you know, we all are very passionate about this hobby. And, you know, but there's always a few bad seeds. And that's what this Because We Care is all about. And it's basically the anti-sales pitch. I'm basically telling you to not spend money on my website. But it's just, if you have it, if it's extra income for you, then go ahead and enjoy that extra income.
But
if it's all the income you have, then don't do it.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? I'm just cutting you off left and right.
Doug is the hobby financial advisor, I guess, right. These days.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm turning away business, you know.
So, Blaine in the chat, we will talk to you about your personal
We'll send you
purchase.
An email.
Yeah, we'll send you an email.
Personals are typically done on Tuesdays only, but we can squeeze personal boxes in, but we have a pretty heavy break schedule, so we don't know exactly what time it would be. But Tuesdays are guaranteed that they'd get done that day. So, but we'll send you out an email, and we'll find out something that works for you. But I wanted to get into Flawless. You know, this is Flawless 18-19 came out on Friday. It's been absolutely a blast to open. Great release. And C-Rad, dude, what was it like? I mean, C-Rad pulled 5 logo mans. What was it like ripping Flawless over the weekend and on Friday? He's so excited, he can't put it into words.
Yeah, it's been a pretty exciting run. no other weekend like it, honestly, in the basketball breaking. I mean, to pull that many logo mans, it's just never happened before, so... Yeah, it was fun.
It was. And what do you think? We're gonna digest this whole release. We're gonna talk about the good, the bad, and what people are saying. What we've seen in the chat from you guys. It is the highest end release of every NBA season. So this is the last release for the 18-19 season. And you still have Luka, and you have Trey, and you have Marvin Bagley. You have those rookies, and then you have obviously the Kobe's, the Curry's, the Durant's, the Logo Man's. So it is the epitome of high end. Is there any difference for you breaking all these cases from this year compared to the last couple years?
More Logo Man's pulled by us than ever.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
that's the biggest difference.
That's something you got to think about. Like, I think there's only 40 Logo Mans on the checklist, somewhere around there. We pulled 5.
They're all right there. We pulled the LaMarcus Aldridge auto Logo Man, the Marvin Bagley rookie auto Logo Man, the Donovan Mitchell rookie auto Logo Man, and then the big boy, which I think C-Rod had an aneurysm. You'll probably want to watch that video. The LeBron James, which I will tell you guys, sold north of 25K. Sold north. I'm not going to give the exact number out because it was a private sale, but it sold north of 25K. Customer bought into a break for $79.99, got a random number spot of 1, hit the LeBron James Logo Man.
Shoot! So,
came up.
Ooh.
Shoot, came my ears.
what?
And Kevin Love auto Logo Man as well. That didn't sound right, did it?
No.
It was supposed to
not at all, actually. Did not
I meant to say shoot, there went my ears.
No, yeah.
I left out a few words in that. So
shoot came in my ears.
It's a whole different line of work. Yeah.
It's weird, man. I don't know. I don't know. I get it. I get mixed up with my words all the time. So, no problem there. LeBron James, logo man, north of 25K. Crazy. It's crazy. That's what makes people want to join breaks. That's what makes, that's the dream. That's why you're willing to, you know, buy the $4,500 case to see if you can get that LeBron James. Essentially any logo man. I mean, how many logo mans have we pulled since we've been doing this? Probably 20, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Five in one weekend is crazy.
Unheard of.
I know. I was telling people in the chat room during the breaks this weekend, I was telling people, I know that off the top of my head, last year, all of 2018, I pulled maybe 3 logo mans the entire year.
Yeah.
The entire year. You know what I mean? So across all the high-end products that we do in 1 year, you know what I mean?
And these are the most coveted cards in all of sports. If you don't collect basketball, the logo man is the epitome of chase. And you get a player like LeBron James, which, by the way, is one of his only Laker game-worn logo man. So it's a huge card. So, I mean, he may have undersold it. I don't know. It's hard to put a market on this because there's so many people that love King James that would pay whatever they have in their bank account for this card. And that's why the cases are going up. That's why you got cases that are like, you know, 45 to 5 grand, and they're continually going up as more and more people want this product. Now, I know there's a lot of people that the cases that don't have logo mans, and your main hit is maybe Marvin Bagley on one side and Kevin Durant on the other side, and you get maybe $1,000 in return. That does suck. I get it. But the reason the product is so high priced is because of these cards, and it also because of the Luka rookie autos, which are way more than I thought. I think in the next couple slides I have a patch auto of Luka. We'll go back to the lower end cards here, but maybe I didn't put it on there. Or maybe right. Well, there was one that went for somebody's trying to get a 1-of-1 for $60,000. But there was a RPA, I think it was number to 10, that actually sold for $4,500. Luka,
it's a lot more than I thought.
Me too. So, you know, you get a Luka. So there, I would say there's probably a decent amount, probably 100 to 200 cards in the entire run that would pay for each case, or double, triple, or go to get to LeBron status. Right. So
you're talking about this one right here.
Yeah, that's the one. So, yeah. That's actually another one. So, yeah, like 5,000 on a number to 15.
I think cases are going to stay about the same price because you're right. Logo mans do get pulled, but also the product starts drying up at the same time. So there's less of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, I'll read that out loud. Jason has a question in the chat, which is great for our listeners to hear. Will cases go down in price as majority of the logo mans get pulled?
No.
I think it kind of balances itself out, though. I think
you're right. The
logo mans get pulled, but
there's less of it
at the same time. So the more that gets open, there's less of it available. There's less people who are willing to sell it. Some people are looking to hold on to it. There's just less of it. So I think right now the price that it's at, it's probably going to be probably hold pretty steady for a while.
Yeah.
I can't see it going up much more than it's at right now. I also don't know if there's going to be a lot of people who have it to sell. It might actually be it's not that easy to find right now. We can't just call up a distributor and be like, we want some more Flawless.
Blowout doesn't have any right now.
Well, if Luka becomes Giannis, then yeah, it will go up because the RPAs are still going to be
around.
But
at that point, it'll go up, and there's going to be, and at in that time frame, there had been probably some that were opened.
Right.
So there's less of the product that's still available.
I'm actually interested to see what 13-14 Flawless is on a wholesale front, because I probably won't find any retail. But I'm going to look at the wholesale front on 13-14, which is where Mr.
That was another thing. And on top of the run with logo mans, we also had a run on champ tags.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good run. I think we did 20 cases, I think, total.
Only 20, yeah. Yeah. Maybe less. I think because you guys sold a couple personal.
Yeah, 20 cases.
Yeah, so that's 1 in 4 cases getting a logo. It's just absolutely nuts. It looks like it's about 3,000 a briefcase on the Giannis year, so about 6,000 a case. So But that's a terrible year other than Giannis. I mean, there's still a lot of promise with Trey in this and Bagley, and they didn't have Logomans in 13-14, I don't think. I think they only had dual Logomans. So that's going to change the whole scope. It's funny. I actually posted in a forum. Some of you guys may be part of this on Facebook. It's a one-of-one sports cards forum. So I actually posted all five of those pictures in one post. So everybody's all, what break group? Add me to your break group. And I think it made me feel super old because I'm like, we have a website, guys. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just go. I think
I think it blew people's mind that it wasn't from a Facebook group. So you guys that only break with us, you don't know there's another other world out there. But there's a lot of just like, you know, Facebook groups where guys are breaking casually or whatever. You know, they're kind of breaking on Saturday or whatever. They maybe don't do it as much of a business as we do it. But yeah, it blew my mind that if you would have had that conversation 6 years ago, they would say, what's your website? But everybody, add me to your Facebook group, which we have a Fans of Mojo Break group, but that's not, there's no commerce going down on there. We're not selling spots on there. So I thought it was pretty funny, the sign of the times on how popular Facebook groups have become within this hobby.
Should we start one or?
You can't really. I mean, we have one. I'm fine with the one we have. I mean, we don't need to sell, hunt people down PayPal. You know what I'm saying?
So. No, I mean, it's, I think the web, the reason why the smaller groups like stay away from a website is it's difficult to get the traffic to the website.
Right.
So Facebook, you have everybody centralized in one area.
Add friends of friends.
I think there's a lot of poaching that goes on in those groups and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad way to collect, not saying there's probably some really good groups out there. But
I mean, if we would have started nowadays as opposed to in 2010, I probably would have went that route.
Probably.
You know, but we didn't have that back then in 2010.
Probably would have been doing breaks on your phone as well.
Right.
Yep. Like just, I mean, maybe probably my phone's better.
Back then, I mean, we were having to record it on VHSs and, you know, upload them to YouTube. So
VHSs. Laserdisc.
Yeah. We had Laserdisc copies that we had to send out to all the break participants.
Oh, man. Imagine if we actually had to record. This is breaks back in 1980, 85 maybe. Where like you'd join a break, you'd sit there with your giant ass camcorder,
yeah,
film it, and then you would have to dub VHS tapes, mm-hmm, and then send them out to every person who was in the break.
Yep.
Now that's retro. We're bringing it back. We're gonna do a 65 box break.
If I could hop in a time machine and go back in time to like the 50s and 60s, I'd do breaks. All right, who want this Yankee spot? Who want this?
Oh, if it was like 60s, you'd be you'd have like the camcorder where you gotta like spin it.
Yeah,
you'd be like.
No, you might have to just do Polaroids or something, dude. Just send out photos.
Polaroids. Polaroids. That was 60s. I don't know.
No, maybe not. Maybe that's 70s mainly. I don't know. Yeah. Where would it be? Where would it be if we didn't have you know, YouTube and the technology?
I like the idea of sending out 30 VHS tapes.
The shipping cost would have to be $20.
And we should do it now and be like, man, like you, you try to watch it. Like, anybody have a VCR?
You know what? That actually
52 tops PYT. Hell yeah.
That might actually work because it might be so like of a secret club where you like you
Yankees
get
for $5.
You get the VHS tape and you're like, how do I watch this? I gotta go buy. Wow, this is awesome. I gotta go buy it.
No, I mean you do that.
Figure out how to hook up a VHS.
No,
to your
and
TV.
Then you figure out what team you have and. You actually have to send an email saying what you got, proving that you actually watched the break.
Yeah, there you go. Man. Secret society. But then people would say, how come your VHS is, how come I have two black bars on the side of my, HD screen?
What we would really do, if we're really doing this, we would go into the business of leasing out VHS.
Oh, yeah. Machines. The only way you can watch it.
The only way you can watch it is that you gotta actually, it's like subscription based where you have to lease like a modem.
There you go.
From cable company, you have to lease a VCR from us, and then we send you tapes of your breaks.
But see, the only way that would work is if we got our own exclusive product, because then nobody would want to just.
Well, we would have our own exclusive, essentially media now that people would only be able to view it on.
Could you imagine mail day?
Could you imagine? I think I just came up with something. It's gonna be called like retro breaks or something like that, where we're yeah. And you, it's who's down?
Who's buying in? Who's buying in? We're looking for investors. What's that from Step Brothers? Investors, you. Or what do they do at the end of that?
I dude, I just got done watching the movie the other day. Hell yeah.
Well, I forget how it ends. Are you just investors? Possibly you. But anyways, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, Flawless. And there's obviously downsides to Flawless, as you can see some of these cards. I mean, Artis Gilmore, $7. Jordan Clarkson Diamond, $10.
That hurts my soul, dude.
I mean, I made a joke about this on Flawless Day because there's about 3 to 4 cards on average that are good cards in every case, and there's 20 cards. So I was making a joke that we should do a spoof video and just have, you know, make cards into, like, amounts. So you're just like $5, $5, $5. You're just pulling out $5 bills, right? Because that essentially some of these cards are selling for. And, I mean, Artis Gilmore is a legend, but the fact of the matter is he's had, you know, 150, you know, different releases he signed for. So his cards just, they're flooded, and there's no potential for Artis Gilmore anymore. Jordan Clarkson, I guess there could be some potential for Jordan Clarkson, but there's a lot of those guys in the case, and those are bummer cards. But you think about a $2,000 case, there shouldn't be a $7 card in there, but that's just kind of the state of the hobby at this point.
Hey, I'll tell you right now. It costs Panini more than $7 to have Artis Gilmore come down and sign that card.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's, I mean, what do you, I don't know. It's difficult because you look at that and you're like, well, the manufacturer needs to know what these guys sell for on the secondary market. But you can't just go out and get all the guys for one product that you know are going to sell for a lot.
Then they're not going to sell anymore because they only have them in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, I'm just familiarizing myself with the great Artis Gilmore, 7'2", seventh round pick. They had more years there.
It is a ball player.
ABA champion, 6-time NBA All-Star, 5-time NBA All-Star.
It's a ball player right there.
ABA All-Star MVP, 5-time ABA first team, 4-time ABA all-defensive team. So if you put that in perspective, six-time NBA All-Star. You guys are paying for Luka. We're paying for Trey. Those guys haven't even made an All-Star game yet. So, you know, is Luka Doncic in 40 years from now, his Flawless Auto is going to be $7? I mean, you could only hope that he's just as good as Artis Gilmore was, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You put it in perspective like that, and you're just like, well, truly is based on all the hype.
It is. It is all the hype. That's what it definitely seems like. But I mean, overall, what would you?
I mean, what would Artis Gilmore autograph sell for if this was made back in the, you know,
right
60s?
Well, he was 70s. A seventh rounder, and they had the ABA. So I don't know. Hard to put that in perspective. But you think about all the accolades he has, and then he's got a $7 auto.
And how much does it cost to have Artis Gilmore sit down and sign those cards? I would say he's probably a $40 auto.
Probably. You know, we can actually probably figure this out. We could actually probably contact these guys' agents, just say, hey, we want to, you know, we're going to be in the Chicago area. Can we have Artis Gilmore come down and sign some 8x10s? And just to see, we'll probably find out. They probably give Panini a little bit better of a deal because it's private and, you know, he doesn't have to deal with people. He's just signing cards from his home. But I would say
he's probably somewhere in the, if I, $25 to $40 range.
Yeah, so $7 off.
And it sells for $7. That's the market dictating that.
And there's only 25 of them.
It's not
you know, unnumbered. Jordan Clarkson, too. What did you think about some of the diamond selections? I feel like they kind of should have maybe made less. I don't know. I know they have to have 100 guys on the diamond checklist, but I feel like why is Jordan Clarkson in there? Why did Jordan Clarkson make the cut?
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to it. You know, like I just feel like I'm used to some of the weaker names now because they do every year they have the weaker names right in the diamond set. So, you know, like
I mean, his Jordan Clarkson diamond at 20 sold for $10.50. The actual fake diamond's worth more than that, and so is the encased card,
the magnetic.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Hold up, now, not fake diamond, low grade diamond.
Low grade diamond, not fake diamond. I should rephrase that. It's just not the kind of diamond you're going to propose to your wife.
No, you're not going to take the
Jordan Clarkson, get on a knee, and be like, "Hey, babe." You know what I mean? We've been dating for 4 years, and you just here you go. You know, yeah.
I like you about as much as I like Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe your side chick. I don't know. You know,
it's like, can't even get a Kobe.
Not a Kobe diamond.
Hell, I'll love you like Kobe.
I would even take Dwight Howard diamond. Dwight Howard, but you gave me Jordan Clarkson. So this was absolutely the craziest listing I'd ever seen in my life. It went floating around on eBay. So the listing is for a Excalibur Crusade Emerald 5 of 5. It's a Dwight Howard. So in the listing, it says 1415 Excalibur Crusade Gold Dwight Howard Alert to Watcher. And you're like, huh? Alert to Watcher. So you go to the description, and this is just an absolute treat you guys are in for if you haven't heard this. Basically, I'll read it from my screen here. It says, and this is what the guy put on the listing.
Okay, I'm seeing what's going on.
The winner of this auction will receive the following card. Alert, I have reported the watcher, in quotations, of this auction to eBay for harassment, and they have informed me of the person. Yes, I know who you are and have your information, and they are considering action. If anyone bids on this auction, I will sell for $10 plus $3 in shipping. The watcher will pay $94.
Wow.
this is too much for eBay, dude.
Did somebody click watch?
They're the only one watching it. And this guy's probably had this card on here, or this girl has probably had this card on there for like a year. And there's always one person watching it. They're just like, why won't they buy it? Why won't they bid on it? Just one bid. And then finally just contact eBay. And they're like, this person's been like, they've been stalking my card for the last year, and they just won't place a bid on it. Yeah. eBay are not, they're not gonna like take action. Right. What they're gonna do, they basically said that to get this person off the phone. They were like, yeah, you're crazy.
We'll look into it.
Yeah, we're gonna look into it.
We'll try it. We'll do some action. Yeah, that's messed up.
Whew.
So I'm like, who's the watcher? Is it the movie with Marissa Tomei?
I guess it could be a super low, like that person keeps on sending super low offers. But what's that card worth?
Right.
Is it? If somebody was sending like a dollar offer or a $2 offer, is it worth more than that?
Yeah, right? The watcher. Oh, man. Jason in the chat says he should have a restraining order put on this watcher. I actually think it's just some crackhead paranoid person that's just like literally thinking somebody's watching them. That's what I thought right away. The watcher. Like the guy who's coming in their house, like, can I have a Dwight Howard card? No, it's $94 to you. But I'll sell it to my buddy for $10.
I think it's one of those listings where, like, you know, you put it on there and you don't get any bids, no action, but you always have that one person that's watching. He's probably just like, why won't this person's just, they're just stalking me. They just won't place a bid on the card.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, unless he's not using the correct terminology.
He could have put like, hey, like in the title, hey, the one person who's watching my card, just please put a bid on it, like
yeah,
in the title.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, exactly. I mean, he almost did that. With
hey,
the
hey, you.
Alert to the watcher. Now, could he possibly be using like low offer as a watcher? Like he meant to say the guy that's low offering me, but he used the term watcher.
But again, how low can the offer be to where you're like, oh, man, I'm insulted.
Right. Or like a person that didn't pay?
Because would you're a Dwight Howard fan. You've always liked Dwight Howard. You're still a Dwight Howard fan.
Superman.
Would you pay $95 for a crusade? And I mean, it is a 5 of 5.
Well, no, he actually says, though. He says that if you bid on it, he says, I will sell it for $10.
You got to assume that $10, he's okay with that. So the offer that he's probably been getting from the watcher has to be well below $10. So $2? But still, like, we've all had those offers where you have a card up for like $150 and somebody's like $6.
Right.
Dude, how do you like, find this stuff?
I found that one on Blowout. Somebody linked that up. I think I might have figured it out. I figured it out. Go back to it real quick. Maybe this person was like, if I put $94 and I put this weird story that I'll sell it for $10, maybe they'll actually get what they want.
Yeah, they'll buy. Maybe somebody would be
because
like,
you're like, oh, I want it for 10. I mean, I don't know who would want the Howard 5 of 5, but I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, you would.
What if you put like Luka that normally sells for $5K and you put it up for $20K to the watcher. Anybody else that bids, I'll sell for $10, but not to the watcher. You think you're getting a good deal. It's like a sales tactic.
It is, and I think I'm going to go buy this Dwight Howard now.
I want to know who this person is, dude. I might want to buy it. Well,
somebody's bought already. Somebody's trolled this guy and bought this card already.
Yeah, because it's probably an old listing.
Yeah.
But hilarious. Hilarious. The way people's brains work. If you had to guess age demographic, what are we thinking on this one? We're thinking over 40, right? We're probably thinking.
Oh, on that listing?
Yeah.
Over 40.
Just figuring out the internets?
Over 40.
Just figuring it out.
Oh, the internet's been around for a while.
Well, maybe just getting off AOL?
I think AOL still exists.
Well, I mean, so maybe logging in from the Netscape account, getting on AOL, getting on eBay?
Yeah.
Uploading pictures from your Motorola Razr?
No, but it's because everybody has a smartphone now. I mean, not everybody, but I would say, 90%, 95% have a smartphone that has internet access?
Well, you have a dumb phone, so you're probably in the 5%, but yeah, I mean, 95%
first off,
have a
this
smartphone.
Ride that I have can do anything.
Right. You're going to ride at home?
I could. It doubles as a hoverboard. That's how dope it is.
Mom, check your blood pressure. You never know.
I can.
Blood pressure.
It's actually, it doesn't check your blood pressure. It checks your stress level and your oxygen level.
Does it tell you if you need food?
It's hungry. It's actually, remember the Tamagotchis?
Yeah.
It's like that for me though. So Dan, you're thirsty.
You want to drink some water.
Dan, you're hungry.
My phone does tell me to stand up sometimes though.
Yeah.
Stand up, fatty. You've been sitting too long. Your butt's getting bigger, sitting in that chair. But we got some new releases this week. We're going to move on from this funny eBay listing. Topps High Tech Baseball is coming out today. Well, it came out today. And we haven't broke any cases yet. We've got case number one coming up, and we're going to be breaking it pretty much throughout the weekend. They reformatted it, so instead of being two autos a box, it's now three packs with three autos a box, less cards, more parallels. It's got that nostalgia. It's got that 90s feel to it. It's on-card autos. You got the great rookie class with Vlad and Tatis and Eloy in there, plus you got legends like Legend Autos, you got Trout Autos. So fun product. I'm looking forward to rip it. We also have Certified and Flawless for basketball. And this is the 1920 season. I know it's super confusing because 1819 Flawless came out last week. But this week we have 1920 stuff coming out. We have 1920 Certified, which is the first patch autos in NBA uniforms. So Zion, Jackson Hayes, RJ Barrett, all those cats, all in that product. And then we have Flawless Collegiate Basketball, which is 1920. So you got your Zion, Chase within a Duke Uni, Duke logos, stuff like that. And so that's going to be fun, too. So we have random number styles of Flawless today. So those are the new releases today. And we got some stuff coming around the corner. We got Immaculate on Friday, Immaculate Football. We have Playbook Football coming out. So we are heading into the time where it is just you have a ton of options to open, to break, to do whatever you'd like.
I do got to say that, and it's maybe a bold statement. I think I could be correct, though. I think we're done with the 18-19 basketball class.
We are.
I think so. Got a little scared a couple days ago, and I thought I heard the same thing you thought you heard. But it wasn't. So.
Yeah, we thought we heard Eminence, but
I thought I heard Eminence 1819 Eminence coming out, but it was 1920 Opulence, right?
Yeah, it was,
okay.
It was Origins.
Origins.
Can you give us 1819 Eminence?
No, man, we're good. Let's move on. You love Zion. Let's go Zion hunting.
Yeah, it's all about Zion, and his prices seem to be kind of staying where they began. So regardless of him playing. Fanatics has a deal, I think, out there, and you'd have to find it on their website, but there's a way to go have dinner with Zion in January and get some signed jerseys and stuff. I think you can find it on their website, but I saw a little snippet of that going on. So if you have, I think it's $4,000. If you have $4,000 to spend, you can go hang out with Zion and get your photo taken with him.
It's another thing, because it's been so crazy with basketball. If we did get a solicitation on a replay, It would go crazy.
It would.
It would actually, I can tell you, it would go crazy based on the fact that
Honors was good.
Honors. It was so good that people would be like, oh, man. And we got burned so bad on replay But I know we would try to pre-order like 20, 30 cases.
Well, because I think
we'd be like,
they can't do it again.
Yeah, because we're just...
They learn from their mistakes.
Because honestly, we're just not that bright. Yeah, like, we don't... Yeah. We're just like...
Small buzz.
They're all, give me some of that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, totally.
How bad could it possibly be if they just got one Luka in there? It'll be great.
Just one Steph RPA.
But, I mean, yeah, it's crazy. It's... And also, there'd be so many influx of new breakers, new shops, new...
They wouldn't even remember it.
They wouldn't even remember it. So they'd be like, oh, this is... Distributors would be able to sell it as... It's like honors, but for basketball.
Right.
And people would be like, what? Exactly. It's going to be so good.
Oh, give me it all.
It's going to be so good.
Well,
and it probably would be good.
Well, you got to think about it. You know how people talk dog years? We have hobby years, and that was 14, 15. So that was like... 7,000 releases ago. So that's the equivalent of being like 30 years ago. So nobody remembers that. I mean, nobody remembers Replay unless the people, except for us, Doug remembers it because he lived through it.
What was Replay, 15, 16?
No.
16, 17.
No, it was 15 because, yeah, it had Cat and D'Angelo Russell rookies in there. But it came out at the end of the 15, 16.
And then
season.
They put 16, 17 Prism Mosaic attached to it.
Correct. Because it was, yeah, it was like the end of the, it was like right around the time Flawless came out, Replay came out. So, but we'll go ahead and move on. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Rookies of the Year that got named. And I don't think it was any surprise to anybody, but for baseball, Pete Alonso won the Rookie of the Year for the National League, and Yordan Alvarez won the Rookie of the Year for the Astros for the American League.
No way.
So their card prices are very, very comparable, and when we talk about card prices, we usually like to talk about the best card that's out there of them, and that's the Bowman Chrome. So if you're getting into this hobby, the card that holds its value the most is the first Bowman auto. Nothing will ever touch that. So recent sales of Yordan Alvarez, who's in 2018 Bowman Chrome for a BGS 9.5, is $490. Recent sales of a 2016 Bowman Chrome Pete Alonso is $554. So pretty close. So what I want to ask the chat and ask Dan here and C-Rad is, who, if you were given the choice to buy either one, who would you invest in and why?
I actually rank them very similar. I would probably go with... Or are you talking about who I think is going to be the better ball player? Or who do I think is a better investment as...
I think those go hand in hand. Right?
I don't, if
he's a better... I mean, if Yordan Alvarez is batting 200...
I don't think so. Like, if I was able to pick one of those guys to play for the Giants, because I think they're going to be a better ball player... I would go Pete Alonso. Yordan Alvarez may actually sell for a little bit more because he's going to hit a lot of home runs. So is Alonso, but he's going to hit those long home runs.
Yeah, and they both he's pretty much a designated
hitter. Only a DH.
I mean, it says left fielder on his Wikipedia. I mean, and Pete Alonso is a first baseman, which is pretty much a DH. I mean, I played first base, so no knock on the first base position. But for the most part, you know, that's one of the easier positions on the field. So they're both very comparable.
Ask Ron Washington that.
what would Ron Washington say?
I'm not going to repeat it, but... Because what I say and what was actually quoted in the movie is not the same line.
gotcha. Oh, a little Moneyball.
Yeah.
Moneyball action. So, yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, they're both markets are similar, right? You got to consider the Astros and the Mets market probably to be about the same. I know we don't say that doesn't matter sometimes. You know, I don't
think the Mets are a bigger market team.
Mets are a little bit bigger of a market team. I mean, now Yordan seems to hit for a little bit more average than Pete Alonso does, at least early on. So does that factor in as him being a better investment? Does Pete Alonso looking like more of an all-American boy factor into the investment better?
I think the fact that we are pretty sure that the Astros are going to be a contender almost every year for the next like 3 to 4 years until they start losing some of their guys, where can you say that the Mets... You can say that they're on the come up, but they are probably not at the point where they're going to be a contender.
Right. And what about, there's actually some amazing points in the chat. Doug says, investment Alonso, career Alvarez. So he thinks it Alvarez is going to have a better career as far as an investment. You go for Pete Alonso. The Astros have been caught cheating, Busta says. So he thinks that maybe some of their players may be less collectible at this point because of the cheating scandal, watching the pitches, tainted World Series.
Yeah, I get it, man. That worked really worked against Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, is there anybody on that team?
People are like, man, I don't want to collect Tom Brady at all, man. That guy's a cheater.
True. I mean, Tom Brady's kind of larger than the sport. I don't know if there's any player on the Astros that's larger than the sport at this point. There's no, like, that's his team. You know, like how Bryce Harper was when he was on the Nationals.
Altuve.
Bryce Harper. Yeah, but you got I compare Altuve, Springer, and Bregman.
Bregman is going to win the AL MVP, or did he already win it? Tomorrow? Yeah, he's probably going to win it.
Okay.
I think he's the front runner.
Wayne says both add nothing to defense. He would go with Jordan based on team and age. So yes, Jordan is a little bit younger.
Yeah, because I think it's Pete Alonso. 25, 26, something like that. I think he was in the minors for a little while.
Right, he was. We could look that up right now. Pete Alonso.
So I can see that. I can see the age being a factor in it.
Yeah, he's 24, whereas Jordan is 22 at the moment. So
we're 2 years apart. Well, maybe not that big of a difference.
Not that big of a difference. But yeah, the batting average is .297. Oh, that's
Jordan.
Correct.
Jordan.
.313.
He may. I think he had a decent World Series, but the playoff run up until the World Series, he was struggling.
Yeah. See, batting average for Pete Alonso is .260, and Jordan's is .313. So, I mean, but Pete Alonso obviously had a crap ton of home runs, and you say you know collectors dig the long ball, right?
How many home runs did Alvarez have?
Jordan had 27.
He had 27?
So he had about
And half. Alonso had over 50.
I think he did. I think he broke that record. 53.
Yeah, that's true. Jordan didn't start the season in the majors.
Right. He didn't play as many games. So it's an interesting matchup of two rookies of the year. Because usually, we may have a pitcher in there, and then it's like, obviously, we don't invest in pitchers at this moment as collectors. We don't invest much in the up and coming pitcher, but this is a pretty close race. I mean, it's a 50-50. That's like a flip of the coin here. I think for me, I think the average for Alonso is what discourages me, because he could turn into an Adam Dunn. You know what I'm saying? He could turn into a guy that just gets 250 strikeouts a year and bats 250, but he's going to hit the occasional 500-foot home run. Where I think Jordan has a little bit more skills at the plate. So I don't know.
Well, do you think, if you were to invest into either one of these players right now, that it would be a good investment? It would go up?
I mean, if you look at like a Soto, who's already at 800 or 900.
But it sounds like they're pretty even.
Yes.
And if they have, that's the issue. Next year, if Pete Alonso has the same batting average, but he only hits like 35 homers, then the bar has already been set at like 50.
Right.
So he basically has a down year. 35
and Judge, right?
Yeah, 35 homers is good.
Not Pete Alonso good.
But he had 50 before, so he's slumping.
Right.
So Jordan only had 27 homers, didn't play a whole season. He could have a year. He set the bar lower.
Right.
So he can come in and he can hit 45 home runs, even though it's still five home runs less than what Alonso hit. He had a great second year.
Right.
So maybe Jordan is the guy to go after.
Well, I'm also thinking too that I know the Mets just got a new manager. You know, they just got a new manager, but I think
they get Gabe Kapler.
No, they didn't.
Oh.
They should have.
Oh.
It helped us out there. But I think they're a little bit farther away from postseason action. And I know baseball years change. It's hard to predict that, but the Astros are more than likely probably going to be in the postseason again next year with the team that they have, their core team, right? So, you know, usually what we like to say is the next big jump for a player that wins Rookie of the Year is to get to the postseason, maybe win an MVP. He has less likely of a shot of winning an MVP or going to the postseason as a Met as Jordan has as an Astro, I think. So that could factor into the decision as well. But
I don't know. You know, you look at the past sales, you look at the Trouts, you look at the, you know, it's hard to predict. So, but it's a fun conversation for sure.
And I know, like, you pulled these two listings up, but the the Jordan was actually a buy it now.
Right.
And
that's
it
true.
And it was international.
Right.
And I can't tell how much shipping was.
True.
Oh, no, it says free shipping.
Free shipping.
Okay. Sometimes domestic buyers will look at an international listing, and even if the price is right, it'll deter them from wanting to buy it because it may take a lot longer for them to get it in hand. So
it might have went for more.
There may be some potential buyers that would just scan over that listing because it's international.
I will tell you guys this. I bought three of those about 6 months ago when we did our – well, maybe a little, maybe like 3 months ago when we did our last buyback. I bought three Jordans for like 170, same card. So it's already – you know, that's within a 3-4-month span. It's already almost tripled in price. So, you know, that's the fun of prospecting. I wouldn't use it as like a stock investment strategy, but you can have a lot of fun watching these guys play, rooting them on because you have their cards. And that's, you know, that's what collecting is all about.
I'm going to give it to Jordan. He has my name in his name. So that's where I'm going to go.
C-Rad, who would you pick if I gave you $500 or you had $500 to spend?
Josh Jacobs.
The one that has a nicer auto.
Yeah, he's all Derek Carr.
I obviously would invest in Juan Soto. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But given these two guys, say Juan Soto's not around.
I'll go the same reason that Dan likes Jordan.
Yeah.
That he has Dan in the name?
Yep.
Jordan.
Well, his name ain't your Doug.
Yeah, there ain't no Doug in any of those names, so I can't make that decision. But, you know, 2018 Bowman Chrome, I like design-wise better than I like 2016 Bowman Chrome. So that might nudge me a little bit.
Yeah, the 2018 design is cleaner, huh?
Yeah. I mean, 2016's not bad. It's not 2015. 2015 design was poo-poo in my opinion, but 2018 design to me looks a little bit cleaner than the 2016. So we'll move on. We've got a few more minutes before we got to get into a we're not getting into Transcend. I wish we're getting into Flawless Collegiate. I don't know. Do we have any spots left in that one?
It's sold out.
So we're going to be ready to go on that one. So we've got Transcendent is coming out. It's coming out November 27th, which is the day before Thanksgiving, Wednesday, November 27th. And if you guys haven't heard of this product, it is a $30,000 retail product. It is absolutely insane. It's got just some of the most crazy stuff you'll ever see. I'm going to go over the sell sheet. So every year they pick a person to have at a party, and there's an invitation in every case. So there was 100 cases made this year, and the VIP party for those passes that are going to be in each of the 100 cases get you to go to a party, and Ken Griffey Jr. is going to be there. So you get to hang out with Ken Griffey. You get to get a, you get to meet him. You get to take a get a card autoed to him. You get a baseball card made of you with Ken Griffey, which is really cool because obviously 89. A lot of us are here from, you know, that got back in this hobby. Remember the 89 craze of the Upper Deck, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. rookie, and you know, so he's going to be in attendance this year. Prior years they've had parties with Mike Trout, Chris Bryant, and Hank Aaron. And they also had an Asia version, which
your slideshow didn't have Shohei.
Well,
because
it's not the same product. It's a different product, different price point.
He was there at some point.
He was there. We went to that.
He was in the product.
He was in the product, yep. But the Asia version was a little bit different than the American version, so that's why I didn't put him on there. But, you know, it's the event itself, you get awesome swag. You get these silver packs that are usually like $200-$300 packs that have like 101s in them and stuff. You get chances at raffle cards. You get a chance to get into Ginter. You get your own card made. So one of the 100 participants will win that prize. You get your card made, you know, with that player, which is Topps Now card, which is pretty awesome. So that's just the VIP portion of the product. Now for the product itself, there's 205 cards in the case. So you get there's a one complete set of 50 Transcendent Icon base cards, 250 card sets of franchise favorite reproductions, 50 Transcendent Collection autographs, at least 2 1-of-1s in there. Every autograph will be 25 or less. You get 1 1-of-1 Derek Jeter card in every case, and they do it through the year. So you could get like a 1950 Derek Jeter. You get a 1956. So they use the old designs. They put Derek Jeter on there. It's pretty cool.
And the biggest ones will probably be like what, the 52. It seems like every
or maybe the 93 because of his rookie.
So
year.
Yeah, like the 90. I think the 52. It seems like the 52 is always the most popular, at least with resale value. And then yeah, whatever their rookie year,
right,
is big
will probably help. And then you get one one of one autograph patch or autograph bat knob nameplate book card. So that's new. So they actually in the old slides there's a Babe Ruth bat knob cut auto, which is I don't even know how crazy that'll be. You get one 1953 Super Fractor. So they had 52 last year. This year there's 53. So Super Fractors, those are going for crazy. Oversized cut signature or letter card, which was in that kit. So you either get a cut signature like the Babe Ruth we pulled last year, we pulled a huge hit last year. We will pull Babe Ruth out of our case. But they have the oversized card, which is that Ken Griffey Jr. I tried to make it a little bit bigger. It's an oversized frame card with a patch in it. So that's a new addition to it as well. And you get one of one's cut signature or oversized letter autograph card. And then you get the VIP event invitation. So there's 205 cards total. We're doing a break where everybody gets something. So you got a chance at the VIP invitation. You got a chance at the Super Fractor. You got a chance at the one-of-one Jeter. And it's only $139 a spot. So it's an awesome style of break to get yourself guaranteed something. And, you know, the sky's the limit. You could be hanging out with Ken Griffey. You could be having a Babe Ruth cut auto back card, which you'll never have an opportunity pulling that again.
Yeah, and with the Transcendent Party, we've been to four of them? All four, right? Well, I've been to all four.
You've been to all four.
It's always an amazing event. They always have like Q&As and stuff like that. You get to take a picture with you know the guest. Usually they'll come up and they'll basically talk to each table, kind of like a wedding reception, and kind of you get that vibe.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it's just always a killer event. Now the one thing, I don't quote me on this. I'm pretty sure based on the last year, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that it's probably going to be in Arizona.
Yes, probably.
Because it's right before spring training.
And Griffey's going to be out there anyway.
And I think Griffey usually works with the Mariners in spring training because I think either you've seen him in the airport or somebody I know who was in there in the airport.
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah. So I know he basically will probably be doing something with the Mariners in spring training.
And
so
maybe the Reds are down there too.
Maybe the Reds.
And the White Sox.
And the White Sox are
Great for league, right?
Yeah. The Cubs are in Arizona.
Right, right.
Which I don't know why the White Sox, I think, are in the Grapefruit League, and the Cubs are...
They're split, huh?
Yeah, that's weird. Unless I could be wrong. Unless the White Sox are there, and
Haven't seen any games. And C-Bob... asks, is it open bar? Absolutely.
It is.
And I make sure I take advantage of that, for sure.
It is. Now, they do provide you with lodging. Make sure you, if you're fortunate enough to get the pass, make sure you contact them right away, let you know you're going, do a little RSVP.
We've missed out on the lodging.
Missed out on a couple times,
which is absolutely ridiculous, but you know, whatever, we're late to the
so
party.
they'll give you like a one night stay in whatever place. It's probably going to be Talking Stick,
something like that,
casino.
Yeah.
I think if it's anything like last year. And yeah, it's a great time. And I'm trying to think, I feel like I'm missing something else. Oh yeah, flight's not included.
Yeah, so you'll have to fly out wherever you're at.
So you have to fly out wherever you're at.
But you know, I think this event's going to be closer to the Hank Aaron event from what I can kind of tell, because we did the Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant was cool. He sat at the table. He actually came by every table. I think Trout did the same thing, right? But Hank Aaron went up and told a story, you know, because he has a lot of history with baseball. And I think that'll be maybe similar to what Ken Griffey may do, because he has, you know, obviously he's retired and he's played for however long, and so it might be, you know. Trout's obviously cool and he's a new hit thing, but these guys, the young guys like Chris Bryant Trout, they don't have stories yet. You know, they have some stories, but they're not going to have Ken Griffey type of stories.
And the cool thing about Griffey, well, Griffey is going to have stories about an era of baseball that is definitely in my demographic.
Right, exactly.
He'll be able to talk about players that I remember, like, watching them play. Like, that was the thing. Hank Aaron had amazing stories, but he would talk about, you know, playing with like Willie Mays and Ernie Banks and like guys like that. And I'm all, yeah, those players are amazing. But I wasn't alive
right
to see those players play. Like, to hear Ken Griffey talk about players where I remember watching them play will be very cool. Like he may have some pretty good stories about Barry Bonds.
You know who's gonna ask those questions.
Doug is like, I can guarantee you, he's gonna be like, Could you talk about 25 minutes about Barry Bonds and how great of a guy he is and he should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. I actually asked Hank Aaron, so I have audio of that too. I asked Hank Aaron about Barry Bonds. It was pretty cool. He responded to me. He diverted the question.
You didn't ask Ohtani about Barry Bonds.
Yeah. I should have. I was asking if he listened to BTS. You know, yeah. But that was kind of awkward. But anyways, we've got a sold out break to get into, guys. So we're gonna start the Flawless in a couple short minutes here. We also have, I think, what after Flawless, we got more Certified, right? And that's what that's what's on the schedule. So get your, I think it's Team Styles. There's probably some discounted teams on that one. And so we'll see you guys on episode 114 of the Hype. Thanks for listening. Peace out.